You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi, this is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Larry Quiteri. And the big news that's been coming out of Zimbabwe is that SV Platinum have been hemorrhaging players. Rodwell Chinenge Tere, Kelvin Mazongwe, Raman Kautanzira, Petros Mari, Donald Jinyai, Ralph Kaundera, and Stanley Ngala are no longer with the club. So I had a chat with the club spokesman for SV Platinum, that is Chido Chizonda, and she says that the departures are in line with the new policy introduced by the club.
Is there a solid reason on why SV Platinum is not renewing or extending contracts? Last year, at the end of last year, we went through, we went to a strategic planning session. And we agreed that as we get into the new season, we will not be extending contracts for players. Why that is a reality for us is we are trying to move the club to a more youthful side. As you saw when we were participating in Chibuku, we were using younger players. We're working with younger players. And that merge of the younger and the older players is what we are trying to do as we go into the coming year, as well as we build into the Champions League. So it is not a question of us saying we don't want to extend, but the club's strategy is changing. We want a more youthful side. We want to grow the team, give it 3, 4, 5 years. If we go back into the African safari, at least we have built a club with younger players. We do have an appreciation for the contribution that the older players have brought to the club. And there are some that we would hope to have retained who did not stay on board. But we are very keen to ensure that as FC Platinum, there is always a future. And you do know that with more youthful players, there is a future. You go to Champions League, you go to Confederations Cup, you've got a youthful side, the opportunities and the revenue that you can earn from a young player is unimaginable. So there is no direct link to whether to a lot of myths that are going into the press FC Platinum is purposely not renewing contracts. It's a strategy that we have agreed and a positioning, and we're going forward with that position.
So they have it from the horse's mouth. She says that there's nothing to see here. What do you think? Do you think that there's a lot more than she's saying? I find it plausible. Yeah, they're going for a more youthful side, and I should mention the fact that there's more revenue, and there's also the, I guess part of that is also sell-off values and things of that nature. But FC Platinum have lost a couple of senior players. What does that mean for the season coming up the season? Does that mean that they're less competitive? Who's to know? They've got a brilliant coach in Norman Mapeza, who's still their coach, so I guess there is the indication that probably they will still be competitive. And a lot of the other teams probably not having a lot of form as well may work in their advantage. So that's that. Share with us your thoughts on Twitter at 3 men on a boat on, that is all in words, on Instagram at 3mob.com. 3 as a digit and mob.com. And on Facebook, facebook.com/3menonaboat. Otherwise, keep going to 3-mob.com, our website, where you can get updates on what's happening in as far as the news is concerned. My name is Larry Quiteri. It's 3 Mob Radio.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com.